Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again, and lovely to open up God's Word. It's good, isn't it, to be experiencing greater freedoms at the moment. We're all enjoying being let out, and we look forward very much to those opportunities that Emma's just been talking about for us actually to meet together. It's a strange time, but we're going to get there. I'm loving the fact that after only filling up my car once in the first 4 months of the year, I'm now filling it up at least once a week, and that feels like normal life, and I look forward to that continuing and us being able to meet together before too long. Well, Ezekiel is writing about a time of national emergency, and there, in many ways there are lots of things in common between what he was facing and what we are facing, which is why we're looking at it at the moment. The national emergency, as you know, was that the people had been taken off into exile in Babylon. Ezekiel was living on the banks of the river Kibar in Tel Abib in modern-day Iraq. You can still find it on your maps just south of Baghdad. Just bear in mind, this is 900 miles from home. It's a long way from home. And it would have taken about 4 months to do the journey to Tel Abib. So a long way from home. And they were longing, of course, for the return, longing for the time when they could come back home. And here, Ezekiel has a vision of the restoration, the vision of coming back to their homeland. And it's that sense of us coming back home that's very much in our minds at the moment. And at the heart of Ezekiel's vision, in this particular word, was the word shepherd. Shepherd was at the heart of it. Now, it's not flattering to be compared with a sheep, but quite often in the Bible we are compared with sheep, so we've just got to get to like it, because sheep are famous for being wayward. Sheep are famous for being hard to control, and probably all those things are fair descriptions of us as well. We need a shepherd. We need to be controlled. And throughout human history, leaders have been compared with shepherds. That's how it's been, not just through the page of the Bible, but in other nations as well. We find the same description of leaders being compared with shepherds. In our chapter, we see a shattering picture of the failure of the shepherds. We learn that they'd neglected their responsibilities. They weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They weren't caring for the weak. They weren't caring for the sick. They weren't bothered when the sheep strayed off, when they became lost. And that's the very purpose of the shepherd. So the sheep became scattered and were at the mercy of wild animals. God decides, and that's what we've just heard, to take decisive action. If the people he had appointed wouldn't do the job of shepherding, then he would do it for them. God himself would be their shepherd. God himself would take care of his people. The Babylon destruction of Jerusalem was a terrible event, and the people became scattered all over the place as a result of that invasion by the Babylonians. But the shepherd, God the shepherd, would bring the people home. Now, what does all of this say to us today? And I think it needs to speak to us very clearly at two levels. First of all, we need to hear and be reminded that the Lord is our shepherd. He is still our shepherd today. We praise God for all the kind and loving people around us and how grateful we've been for their care and love and attention through this extraordinary year that we've passed through. But only God can give us consistent and continual care all the time. Wonderful as other people are, they come and go and they've got other things to do. But God's focused on us. God is our loving shepherd. And of course we think about Psalm 23, where David reflects on his former life as a shepherd. He knew all about it from personal experience, and he relates it to the nature of God. He says of God that God perfectly provides for all our needs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall never be in want. He feeds us and restores us. The job of a shepherd, of course, is principally to make sure that he guides his sheep so that they find pasture, so that they can be nourished, so they can be strengthened, so they can be built up. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. God is the God who nourishes us and feeds us. We need that God. We need that nourishment. He guides us in the right paths. And this isn't just a God who comes in and gets involved when we've got a really big decision to make. So when we're deciding on our career or deciding on our life's partner or deciding some mega issue, he is the God who is definitely there in those moments, but he's also with us in the tiny little moments, the tiny little issues that we face every day. He's there accompanying us in every moment. He'll even be with us as we pass through the darkest challenges of life. He'll be with us as we pass through the valley of the shadow of death. There we need to fear no evil, for he is with us. That first song that we sang together this morning, even in the valley you are faithful, you are working for our good. In those moments when all the lights have gone out, when it's dark, when it's difficult, when we're struggling, when we're not happy to be in that place, God is with us. God is with us. God is making sense of us, working for our good. And because of his provision for us, we can be confident for the future. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will be in the house of the Lord forever. Friends, I want to remind you in this strange place that we find ourselves still, that God is our shepherd. That principally we need as a church to focus on the fact that God is providing for us. God is there enabling us. God is there strengthening us to be his people together. And so I say to you at this important moment and this moment of change, this moment of challenge, remain open to God. In days when it would be very easy for us to be distracted by other things we haven't been able to do for a long time, suddenly we can do and we're busy with those things. Let's make sure we're focused on the shepherd, focused on the fact that God perfectly provides for us within your personal rhythms of prayer, within your reading of scripture, within your fellowship, the time that you spend as part of the fellowship. All our rhythms have been changed totally, haven't they, over this past year. As we come back together, I just say to you, keep open to the shepherd. Don't let him be relegated because you're busy with other things. The Lord is our shepherd. And as Christians, of course, we're bound to look at that scripture through the lens of John chapter 10, where Jesus said that he is the good shepherd, totally committed to the flock, so totally committed that he's willing to die for the flock. Jesus said, John chapter 10 and verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. It's that intimacy that I love. That Jesus knows all about us. He knows all about us. We barely know ourselves and we're barely understood by the people around us. But Jesus knows the whole story. There's a wonderful security in that, isn't there? As we face many mysteries in life, many, many mysteries, many things are beyond our understanding, including ourselves, but the Lord knows. The Lord understands us. Friends, hear this, and this is the key message. We have a shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Let's go to the second step. Often my sermons have 3 points. This one has 2. So just to warn you. The Lord is our shepherd, but he chooses to share his shepherding responsibilities with others and has always sought to do so. Those shepherds, those under-shepherds, are accountable to the chief shepherd. And we see all of that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2, who said to the elders, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." All of us, as members of the church, have a responsibility for one another, to care for one another, to pray for one another. The role of the shepherd is more than this. The shepherd has responsibility before God for the care of God's people. It's a massive responsibility. We need to thank those, pray for those who are given this awesome responsibility. Within our own church, we thank God for Chris, who has a particular responsibility for being a shepherd to the young people in this church and those who work with them. And we thank God so much for the wider responsibilities that Chris has been willing to take on during this time of pastoral vacancy. We thank God for Toby, who we've deliberately called to this church with his wonderful ministry of being a shepherd, of caring for those who are often beyond the limits of the church. And we praise God for the amazing work that Toby has done. And we're conscious too that Toby has taken on much wider responsibilities within the fellowship during these past 3 years, and we're really grateful for that. The calling to be a shepherd will be at the heart of the role of the minister whom we seek to appoint in this church. And as many of you will know, we are continuing that search. We are looking for the person whom God would choose to be a shepherd amongst us, working with others, sharing that responsibility. We are looking for somebody who knows the Lord and loves the Lord so much that out of their love for the Lord, they will love this church, love and care for the people who are part of this church, and will seek to protect them, guide them, and encourage them in their faith. It's an awesome and incredibly demanding role, and the only basis for doing it is the calling of God. And I'm saying that to you this morning. It's a great opportunity to say it to you this morning because you are part of that. As part of the church and the Baptist church, we believe we share together in this responsibility of calling a minister to this church. When we bring to you a candidate, as you know, the leadership team are involved in the first stages, but when we bring to you a candidate and are able to present them as a candidate for ministry here, we look to you to be faithful in seeking to discern God's will. I'm right in the midst of this at the moment. Last Sunday, a minister preached with a view, as we say, at Waterlooville Baptist Church that I've cared for the last couple of years. And on Thursday, in an online meeting, we called her to be the minister of the church, the shepherdess of the flock, if you like. And today I'm going to go straight from here to Ashley Baptist Church near the New Forest, where a minister is preaching with a view there this morning and this afternoon, and I'll be there for the afternoon service, and we have a special church meeting on Thursday. And I'm mentioning that we met that candidate just 2 months ago for the first time. We're in this process, and we don't know how long it may be. I said to the folk at Ashley when we started the journey, it may be months, it may be years. We don't know the timing, we just know that God is guiding us, and at the right time he will guide us to the person of his choice. I say the same to you. We're waiting on the Lord together, but you're part of it, and we look to you to be prayerful and discerning, and at the crunch moment, you will be part, as church members, you will be part of that moment of making this hugely important decision. And we do these things because we believe in shepherds. We believe that God is our shepherd and that he will faithfully guide us. But within his loving purposes, he gives responsibilities to men and women to guide his church and to be shepherds of the flock. So be encouraged the Lord is our shepherd. Be encouraged that in his love and grace, he has given shepherds to care for us and love us and encourage us and lead us on in our faith. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for your word and for its constant encouragement to us. And we thank you, Lord, that we have always found you to be a loving and faithful shepherd. And we do pray blessing upon ourselves as a church, as we seek to make that appointment, as we seek the person of your choice to be a shepherd amongst us in this church. Lord, hear our prayers and continue to graciously guide us, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.